Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Ayin Aleph. We will begin on Daf Ayin Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. The Gemara, we've discussed previously that on Yontif, on every Yontif, one must bring Shalmei Simcha, Shlomim, to eat, that were meat that was eaten on Yontif was the carbon meat. And they would bring also the carbon chagiga, not the carbon chagiga that we've been discussing primarily in yesterday's shiur, the chagiga siyodalid, the chagiga that's brought on Erev Pesach, but also the chagiga tesvav, the chagiga that was brought on the first day Yontif, which as we learned and will continue learning in Mitzvah Hashem, could be brought, if it wasn't brought on the first day Yontif, maybe brought during the rest of Yontif to fulfill that obligation. So begins the Gemara, Amar Ula, Amar Rebbe Lazar, Shlom Sheshachtam Erev Yontif, if a carbon shlom was brought on Erev Yontif, any yotzebahen, one could not fulfill with that carbon shlomim, loy mishum simcha, not the obligation of shalmi simcha, loy mishum chagiga, and not the obligation of bringing the carbon chagiga. And the Gemara explains why. Mishum simcha, one can't fulfill the obligation of the shalmi simcha, the ksiv, the Torah, when it speaks about the obligation of the Shalmi Simcha, the pasuk says v'shivachta shlomim v'chalta shom v'samachta. We learn from here be'inim, we need to have zvicha, that the zvicha, the deshechting of the carbon, should be done b'shas simcha, in the time of Yontif. And here, where they were brought before Yontif, v'leka, we haven't fulfilled that obligation. Furthermore, says the Gemara, Mishum Chagiga, you can't be yoytze the chiv of Chagiga, of the carbon Chagiga that we spoke about at the beginning of the shiur, that one must be bringing meeting on Yontif. And the reason is because Havadavish b'chayva, this is a chayva on a person to bring this carbon. As we said, there's a chiv to bring a Chagiga on every Yontif. The Kal Davish b'chayva, anything that one is obligated to bring, and a ba'al menachunlam, can only be brought from something which is chulin, not something which is already kaddish. And this animal, as we just learned, is already kaddish. It's already been made kaddish to be used for carbon shlamim. And therefore, even if you had used this animal, not like we began this year, on Yontif, even if you had brought this animal on Yontif, you would not be yotze yuchiv, because you can't use an animal from that already has another chiv on it, you already will magdish it for a carbon. So here we learned a new halacha, that davash b'chayva, anything that you have an obligation to do, you have to, enba el melachulim. So there's a discussion amongst the paiskim when it comes to matanas lavyoinim. When it comes to matanas lavyonim on Purim, can we use maisa money that one has separated to fulfill the mitzvah of matanas lavyonim? One argument, the Maril already discusses this question. The Maril is quoted in the Magen Avraham, Simen Tov Reish Tzadik Dalid, Sif Kotten Aleph. And it says that on one hand we could say that matanas lavyonim are designated for aniyim, as are maisa money, and therefore you can't fulfill it, your chiv of matanas lavyonim with maisa money, which that money is already earmarked for aniyim as anyway. On the other hand, we could say, since it's all for the same purpose, one can fulfill his chiv. And the Maril's opinion is that you can't be yoytza maisa money. We can't be yotze matanas lavyonim with maisa money, based on what we learned in our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, kol davar shebechayva, anything that you're obligated to do, ein yotze ba, you can't use ela menachulim. And therefore, you cannot use maisa money. Which opens up an interesting discussion. There's a shayla, for example, that somebody accepted upon themselves to fast a certain amount of days, or certain every week Monday, every week Thursday, and one of those weeks there was a fast day anyway on that day. Can it be Yaitza the Chiv or not? The Shulchan Aruch paskins that even though you have to fast anyway, because today's a fast day, you can be Yaitza the Chiv. So again, the question is, how much of a Chiv do you have that it should be considered a Dovah Shemachayva, that you can be Yaitza with it, or a Dovah Shemachayva that you can't be Yaitza with it? The question comes up, to what could, for what can you use Maisa money? If it's something that you're obligated to do anyway, so the more obligated you are to do it, the less you may use Maisa money for it. And therefore, supporting one's children is a question. Could one use money for that, his stock of money for that purpose? The more obligated you are to do it, the more you cannot use that money, Maisa money, for that obligation. So Gemara wants to bring a raya to what we just learned from Rabbi Elazar, Lema Masayle. The Pasuk says, regarding Yontav Sukkos, the Pasuk says, Vayisa Ach Sameach. And the question is, that the Pasuk already says, Chag HaSukkos Tas Lecha V'Samachta B'Chagecha. The one has to be V'Simcha, all of Chag Sukkos. So the question is, why did the Torah have to repeat it? Says the Gemara, L'Rabbis, it comes to teach us, L'Rabbis Lel Yontav Achron L'Simcha. That the night, the last night, the night of Simcha Shmini Atzeres, one has to also have Simcha. At the Omer, says the Braisa, Leil Yotav Achron, is that what the Pasuk is coming to teach us? That the night of Shmini Atzeres, one has to be B'Simcha? Or maybe, what the Pasuk is coming to teach us, Leil Yotav Arishin, that the first night, we have to be B'Simcha. Tamal Omer, the Pasuk says, Ach, Cholik, and the Torah says that it's only coming to add one night and not another night. What is the night that it's coming to add? My Tama, the night of Shmini Atzeres. So the question still hasn't been answered. Why are we saying that it's coming to add the night of Shmini Atzeres? Why don't we say it's coming to add the first night? The answer is, La b'shum de'en le'min ma'yisamach, because the first night, There's nothing with which to do simcha. Because as we're learning, you can't bring the karbanos before Yontif. So on the first night of Yontif, where at night you can't bring the carbon either, there's no carbon meat available to you for simcha. But isn't this clearly an indication that we can't bring karbanos before Yontif? So Rashi explains that the Pasuk is coming to teach us that the last night, the night of Shmini Atzeres, one has to be B'simcha. What about Shmini Atzeres itself? That, Rashi says, there is no proof that one has to be B'simcha M'daraisa. Tosfos disagrees, because Tosfos says that the Mishnah in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis, clearly says, Hahalol V'Simcha Shmoina, that the Chiyuv of Simcha applies to all 8 days of Simcha. Rashi also says that although our Gemara is teaching us that the night of Shmini Atzeres, the Chiyuv of Simcha, it's not to say that the other nights, that there is no Chiyuv Simcha. Of course, there's a Chiyuv Simcha every night of Yontif. What this Braisa came to teach us is that the night of Shmini Atzeres also there's a Chiyuv Simcha. Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says that what we're learning here is that not only the night of Shmini Atzeres is there a chiyuv simcha, but there's a chiyuv simcha all the nights of Sukkos, besides, as we just learned, the first night, which has been excluded. So the Vilna Gaon, the Gra, asks a question. Typically, when the Pasuk uses the word ach, it comes to exclude something. And here, what we're learning in our Gemara is just the opposite, that the ach is coming to be marba, even the last night of Shmini Atzeres, one has to be b'simcha. So the gross question is, how can we learn a ribuy? How can we learn that we're adding something from the word ach, which always means that we're coming to eliminate something? So the Gra answers, here we understand ach that way as follows. He's saying that the Pasuk is teaching us there's an obligation of simcha on Yontif when the mitzvah simcha is the only mitzvah when there's no other mitzvah. So says the Gra, during the first days of Sukkot, the mitzvah of simcha is not the only mitzvah, because we have to have, we have the chiv of sukkah, we have the chiv of dal minim. Says the pasuk regarding this night, v'yisa ach sameach, that the only thing we're going to do tonight is just simcha, because everything else, there are no other mitzvahs tonight, because all the other mitzvahs ended when sukkah ended. There's also a question, if we're learning now that there's a chiv of Av Sameach, there's a question, somebody wanted to make a wedding the night of Pesach by the Seder. There's a rule throughout Halacha that Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, and the Shulchan Aruch, and our Chaim Simen Tov Kav Mem Vav, and we have a Simen Samach Dalet, Sif Vav, Paskins, Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, and you can't make a wedding on the night of Yontif. And our Gemara just taught us, V'yisa Ach Sameach, L'Rabbois, it's coming to add the last night of Sukkah, but the way we've learned, it's coming to add the last night, the night of Shemini Atzeres, and it's not the first night. So now the question is a little more interesting, because maybe the Isser of Eim Avim Simcha B'Simcha is only when there's a chiv simcha b'deraisa. But if our Gemara just taught us that on the first night of Yontif there's no chiv simcha, maybe we would be allowed to make a wedding on that night. And in fact, that is the opinion of the Shagas Aryeh. The opinion of the Shagas Aryeh is that b'deraisa there is no chiv simcha on the first night Yontif. The entire chiv simcha on the first night Yontif is only midrabbanan. Reb Chaim Briska says not like that. He says that, of course, there's a chiv simcha on the first night of Yontif as well. When our Gemara that we just learned excludes the first night of Yontif from simcha, it's only regarding certain elements. Because as we're going to learn in the Gemara, that on the first night of Yontif, even though we don't bring kabbonis, even though there's no kabbonis available, as we just learned, that there's no chiv simcha kabbonis on the first night, there still is an obligation to be b'simcha mederaisa. What the pasuk means, according to Reb Chaim Briska, is v'yisa ach sameach. And we just quoted the Gra, who asked the question, doesn't ach come to eliminate? And it is eliminating. What's eliminating is that on the first night of Yontif, the chiv simcha that exists, that one has, with kabbonis, that doesn't apply on the first night of Yontif. But there is a chiv simcha on the first night of Yontif. There is a chiv simcha mederaisa on the first night of Yontif. So therefore, according to the Shagas Aryeh, it's only midrabbanan that one would not be allowed to make a wedding on the first night of Yontif. Whereas, and it could be, when there's no chiv simcha mederaisa, even there's no Isser of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Whereas, according to Chaim Brisker, Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha is a deraisa, even the first night, and a deraisa one can't make a wedding on the first night of Yontif. But as we learned in the Gemara, we began the shiur today that one can't bring kabbonis on Erev Yontif. And the Gemara wanted to bring a raya to that concept from what we just learned in the Braisa, that the first night of Yontif, there's no Chiv Simcha, presumably because there are no Kabbonis, because the Kabbonis cannot be brought on Erev Yontif. Says the Gemara, that's not the way to understand the Gemara. Loi, the way to understand the Gemara is Kretani Tama, as the Braisa says itself, Ma Risa Rabbis Leil Yontif Achrin. Why are we quicker to say that the night of Shemini Atzeres is a chiv simcha? Ulahoytzi leil yontif rishon, and to exclude the first night of yontif, says the Braisa, marba and the leil yontif achron sheyesh mitzvah simcha lefanav. The night of Shemini Atzeres was preceded by days of simcha. or Maitse and the Ilel Yontav Arishin, Shein Simcha Lefanov, that there was no Simcha before it. Yontav wasn't there before the first night of Yontav. Maser of Yosef asks of Yosef on, from what we learned in the Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Chagigas Abba Osso, Yotzvah B'Shem Simcha, that one can use the Chagigas Abba Osso that's brought in Erev Pesach to fulfill the Chiv Simcha. V'eni Yotzvah, but you can't be Yotzvah with it, the Chagigas Tezvav, the Chagigah of Yontav. Amai, but ask the Gemara, when do we bring the Chagigas Yudalit, as we have been learning? We bring it on Erev Pesach. And according to Rabbi Lezer, that we began today's shiur with, Habi'inan, don't we require Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, that the carbon should be brought during Yontif? Here the carbon was brought Erev Yontif. Veleka was brought in Erev Yontif. How can we fulfill the Chiv with that carbon? Answers the Gemara, the case that this Bryce is speaking about, Amar of Idivar Oven She'ikav, that one did not bring the animal that was designated for Chagigas Yudalit on Yontif. He only brought it On Tezvav, of course, he could be yaitza with that carbon, the Shalmi Simcha. Om Ravashi, it says, Ravashi Hochanam Mistabra, it makes sense that that's the case that this Bryce is speaking about, that he brought the Chagigas Yodalad. He did not have a chance to bring it on Yontif. He brought it on Yontif, not Erev Yontif. Dilei Teima Haicha. If you're not going to explain that Braisa that way, who is going to be the Tan of this Braisa? If Ben Tema says, Apostle Abelina, he says that the carbon Chagigas Yudalid is only eaten through the night of the Seder, so you certainly can't be Yotze Simcha, Shalmi Simcha, or with a carbon that you can't even eat on Yontif. Shmamino, it must be that the Braisa is speaking about a case that was brought in Tezvav. Masav Rava, ask Rava. The Mishnah Masech Sukkah, we quoted it earlier on Daf Membeis on Membeis, teaches us HaHalal HaSimcha Shmoina applies all 8 day Yontif. Vivrinan, it says the Gemara, if we're going to say that in order to be Yotze Shalmi Simcha, we have to have Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, HaZimna Segin D'Lo Mishkachsla, there are going to be many times where it will only be available for 7 days. Why? If the first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos, and we're learning now that you can't bring the carbon on Erev Yontif, and you can't bring the carbon on Yontif if that day is Shabbos, so it's only going to be 7 days left. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna B'Reider of Yehuda, if you can't have on the first day Yontif, when it's Shabbos, Simcha with the carbon Chagiga, because there was no time to bring it with the Shalmi Simcha, because there was no time to bring it. It could not be brought as we started the Shiur on Erev Yontif, and it can't be brought in Shabbos. Mesamchay, the way you'll fulfill the Chiyuv Simcha, B'Siri Regalim, with the Yom Tovim, with the Kabbanis that bring, the Kabbanis that are Chayva to bring on Yontif, that are brought even on Shabbos, the Sirim that were brought to Chattis. So the Masha asks a question. He doesn't understand what is the Gemara's question. Here, we're talking about the Sirei HaRegolim. But the Sirei HaRegolim we're talking about the Ischi of Simcha, and if Yontif is the first day of Yontif is Shabbos, we don't have 8 days of Shalmi Simcha. That's true. In a year, when the first day is Yontif. Most years, however, the Yontif doesn't begin on Shabbos. So just like we learned in the previous year, the Pasuk is referring to the usual case, and the usual case, it's not that way. So that's what's meant in this Gemara. So Chacham Tzvi says that when the Mishnah uses the words Hachag Simcha Shmoina, it's not to be understood that we're talking about most years, just like we said in other cases. Why? Because that Mishnah says about the Lulav and the Rava, Shisha v'Shiva, that sometimes you take the Dalam Minim 6 days of Yontif, sometimes you take it 7 days Yontif. It depends what days Yontif fall out. So says the Chacham Tzvi, we see that Mishnah is very detailed in teaching us exactly when we have the Chiyuv, to deal with every situation. So to say that the Mishnah is only speaking about certain situations is clearly not the style of that Mishnah. Amar Rava, so says Rava, Shtei Tshuvos B'Davar. We can't be Yotze Mitzvah Simcha with a Siri Regalim for two reasons. Chada, the Siri Regalim Chai Necholim, Tzli Necholim. The Siri Regalim were eaten raw because there's no right to eat, to cook the meat. You have to bring the carbon on Yontif, but you have no right to roast the carbon. And Simcha B'Chai Lekha, and you can't be Yotze Mitzvah Simcha with a raw piece of meat. And furthermore, Void, we know who eats from the Sirei Chattis, Kahanim Achlim. Only the Kahanim eat. Yisrael B'mas Mechem. How would the rest of Klal Yisrael have Simcha? Elam Rapapa. So Rapapa explains, the only, when Yontif, the first day Yontif is on Shabbos, Mesamcha, the way one fulfills the Chiv of Mitzvah Simcha, Mitzvah Nekia, V'yayin Yoshin, with nice clothing and good food. So Pasha Pshat, Chai means raw. But it's very difficult to understand. Was it expected of the Kahanim to eat raw meat? It's Shabbos, we can't cook it. But how can we ask the Kahanim to eat raw meat? So the Chmichas Chinuch actually, based on this Gemara, says that from here we see that eating raw meat is considered a derech achila, a very bechidish. However, others say that they roasted it, but they roasted it less than machal ben drusoy. And since they roasted it by less than machal ben drusoy, therefore, it's not considered that you did bishul on Shabbos, because it's never considered midaraisa that you did a mitzvah, that you did bishul, if the bishul was less than machal ben drusoy. And it's only asam midrabbanan, and ain't shvus b'migdash. The Beis Halevi has a different approach. The Beis Halevi's approach was that they indeed ate it raw. But we've learned, asked the Beis Halevi, that if you eat something raw, it's not considered derech achila. So how could that be considered that the Kahanim ate it? So the Beis Halevi says a chiddush, that there is no mitzvah specifically to eat the meat of a carbon. The mitzvah is that the meat should be consumed, but that not that there's a chiyav achila. And since there is no chiv achila, the entire chiv is just that the meat should be consumed. So even though the Kohanim ate it raw, and of course eating a raw is not considered a derech achila, that doesn't mean that it wasn't eaten up. And as soon as it's eaten up, it's considered that you fulfilled the mitzvah. The Rav Shach disagrees. He says that it's hard to assume that one could fulfill the mitzvah of achila, the one that the eating of the carbon is fulfilled by eating raw meat. So we said in our mission, we just learned in our Gemara, that in a situation where there are no shalmei simcha available, as we just discussed, the first day of Yontif it falls out on Shabbos, yimasamchay b'ksus nekiyah or b'yayin yoshin. And as we mentioned earlier, if you could fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha Midaraisa, that way is a big machloikis rishonim, the Shagas and Achroinim. The Shagas Aryeh says that Tosfos' opinion is that it's only Midrabanan, but according to the Rambam's opinion will be that one is Yoitza Dechi of Simcha Midaraisa with these types of Simcha. The Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Zayin Yud Ches, says, V'chayv Adam Lius ben Tzimech V'tayv Leiv, a person on Yontif is supposed to rejoice, Hu Ubonav of Ishtoi, Ubnei Beisa, V'kola Nilvim Alav, Shnem V'samacht V'chagecho. Afbi, says the Rambam, Shasimcha Murukani Karbon Shlomim, typically when the Torah speaks about Simcha, it's the Salmei Simcha. Yesh b'chal lois the Simcha l'smai chu u'bonav b'nei beisoi, kol echad ve'echad k'roi loi. Everybody should be b'simcha the way they achieve Simcha. Keitzad. Ha'karim noislam k'loyus v'agoyz v'mikdonis. Children should be given candies. Ha'noshim k'aynel b'godim t'achshitim noim k'fim m'moinai. Women should be bought. For women, one should buy nice clothing. Ha'noshim Men oichlem basa v'shoyes in yayin, eat meat and drink wine. Shem simcha el b'basa and simcha el b'yayin. So we see that the Rambam says that there's a chiv, that you can fulfill the chiv, simcha m'daraisa, and all these other ways. And the way the Shagas Aryeh explains the Rambam's opinion, the Shagas Aryeh is saying that the Torah just used the word simcha. What the Torah meant to do is say that in Yontif, one is mechuyev to be besimcha. But the Torah did not tell us how one fulfills that simcha. And our Gemara is teaching us that anything that makes you besimcha, the Rambam's opinion is that anything that makes you besimcha, that's how you mekayim the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Ki'asa Ravin, when Ravin came to Bavel, Amar Abelazar, Shlom is shocked the Meir of Yontif. If a common Shlom was brought from Meir of Yontif, Yoytzman b'shem simcha, we can fulfill the chiyuv shalom is simcha with it, ve'ein yoytzman b'shem chagiga, but we can't fulfill the chiyuv chagiga. And he explains himself. Yoytzman b'shem simcha, loy be'inen zvich b'shah simcha. His opinion is that we don't have to bring the carbon b'shah simcha, and even though the carbon was brought before Yontif, it's still fine. But we can't fulfill with that shlomim the chiv of the chagiga because it's a davish b'chayva. The chiv of bringing carbon chagiga is a daraisa. The kadavish b'chayva any baal menachulin, not from an animal that was designated for carbon shlomim. Ask the Gemara Meisvei, but haven't we learned the braisa that the pasuk says v'yisa achsameich regarding sukkos, which we said was a redundant pasuk, and we explained that the pasuk is coming to teach us l'rabbis l'yontav achrin. The last night of Shemini Atzeres, and the Brisa asked, maybe Oina El Rabbis Lelt Yontav Arishin, Tamalayim Achal, my Tama. So why are we excluding again? Suggest the Brisa the first night, Lamishem Dein Lemi Mayisamach, because on the first night you can't fulfill the Chiv of Simcha with Shalmi Simcha, because there are no Shalmi Simcha, because they can't be brought in Erev Yontif. Says Mar Loi, that is not the reasoning. Rather, the reasoning is Ketanya. That Marisa Rabbis Lo Yontav Achron. Why do we include the night of Shemini Atzeres Olaytzi Lo Yontav Rishon and exclude the first night of Sukkos? Marvani Lo Yontav Achron. We are quicker to add the night of Shemini Atzeres. She Simcha Lefanav. We had Simcha for the previous 7 days. Amaytzni Lo Yontav Rishon, and we exclude the first night. She Simcha Lefanav. There was no Simcha. Tonight is only the first night of Yontav. So we learned from here that there's a din, a special pasuk that teaches us that you have to have simcha on the night of Shemini Atzeres. And the Sfas Emes explains this special obligation based on the pasuk in Shir Shirim. The pasuk says, "Im te'iru v'im te'orus ahava shetachbetz." He says that the pasuk is teaching us that if somebody, Baruch Hashem, comes to a certain madrega in Ahavas Hashem, in a year of Shemayim, he should take that Ahava, and he should take that Yira and do something with it. So what is the best thing to do from it with when somebody comes to a proper Madrega? He says the proper thing to do is Torah. That's the way we truly show that we have Ahavas Hashem. That's the way we show that we have Yira Shemayim. So he says, that's exactly what the Torah is teaching us. On the Leil Shemini Atzeres, which is an Eretz Yisrael Simchas Torah, when we show our Ahava and Simcha and Torah, that is L'Rabbis Leil Simcha. That is the highest level of Simcha. The Simchas HaTorah is the highest level of Simcha. We also asked earlier that the gross question, that our Gemara is using the word Ach, which usually comes to exclude, to be marba simcha on the night of Simchas Torah. How do we use the word ach for that purpose? So the Be'er Shmuel explains that the word ach is chaf aleph. Chaf aleph tishrei is Hoshana Rabbah. That's when we know we have the Gemar Chasima. So until ach, until chaf aleph, we are not fully besimcha, because we still have the concern of the din that we're all experiencing during the Yom HaNeroim. But once Chaf Aleph has passed, once Hoshana Rabbah has passed, and hopefully Be'ezer Hashem, Baruch Hashem, we've all been signed and sealed for a great year, now V'yisach Sameach, our simcha could be b'shleimus. Says the
Gemara. Amar Rav Kana. Menayin lamuri chagigas chamisha osa. Shenasilim belina. If one was not makta them by the next morning, the morning of Tazayin, as we learned, the chagiga chamisha osa should be brought on Tezvav Nissan. If you did not burn them by the next morning, their posel shnemar v'loyol chel of chagi ad boiker. That's the emurim of the chagiga of the carbon chagiga. But some claim the pasuk says reishis b'kriya toascha tavi beis Hashem lekecha. It's as if we're taking the word reishis, the first, to teach us that if by the first morning after you brought the carbon chagiga you haven't been makted to them, thy biker by Kareshin, you were over the slav of loyolim. Maskelav Rav Yosef, ask Rav Yosef. So the reason we're saying that if you didn't bring the carbon by the second, if you weren't makted to the emurim by the second day of Yontov in the morning, you're over the lav, because we're relying on the word racious. Holocaust of racious. Had we not had here the word racious, havamina, we would say, my boiker, what does boiker mean? Boiker sheni. Not the next morning, that means the carbon chagig is born in the Tazvav. And not that you're over the lav by the next morning if you were makdirit, but rather the morning after. Ask the Gemara, how could we even have such a havamina? Because ask the Gemara, mika midi, the basel if slay me'orta. The halacha is that a carbon chagiga is like a carbon shlomim. It's nechel shnei yomim v'layla echad. So that means by the night of Tezayin, we'll already be usher to eat the meat. But the lav of the Akhtara would not be till the morning after, because the murim would be until only the next morning. It says, the Gemara's question is that it's inconceivable, we don't find in any carbon that the Zman of the Akhtara should be longer than the Zman of the Achila. Amalei Rabbaya. So Rabbaya says, is that true? Alam Aloy. Let's think about every carbon Pesach. Rabbi Pesach Lebelez ben Azariah, the Bafs Olev Soleim Mechatzois, according to Bezel ben Azariah, the meat of the carbon Pesach has to be eaten up by Chatzois, but the Amrim we could burn till the next morning. So we see that there is a precedent that we could burn the Amrim of a carbon past the time when we may eat it. Rav Yosef says, we have to understand Rav Yosef's question differently. Rav Yosef, this was his question. Mikamida, is there ever a situation? Dilu Tana, if the Tana would have said in your boss, loy boy racious, we wouldn't, if the Torah wouldn't have brought this halacha, we wouldn't have to have the word racious, that means the first morning. And Rav Kahana, la'amerim, and only regarding the Amorim, that's where we need a racious. Says, well, what did he just mean? That why does he say that boiker obviously means the first morning and we don't need racious? Mahi, ask him, what did he mean to say? The Tanya. The Brisa says, Lo yolam and abasa shetizbach erev b'yoyim harishin l'boiker. This is talking about the chagigas yudalit. Limud, we're learning from this pasuk, a chagigas abba osar, the chagigas abba osar shenachelos t'shnei yom v'layla echad. That it's eaten erev Pesach, the night of Pesach by the Seder, and the entire next day. And afterwards, we can't eat it. Now, when it says v'layolin, means that it can't be kept till the morning of Tezayin. Or maybe the Chagigas Yudalid may only be eaten erev Pesach and the night of Pesach. And when it says biker, it means you can't have it past the first morning of Pesach. When the Pasuk says that you could eat it the entire first day of Pesach, when the Pasuk says Boiker, it means the next morning. The Braisa isn't satisfied. Maybe it means Boikerishin, the first morning. If that's what we're going to say, Mani Mikayim, Chagiga Nechel Shnei Yom Laila Echad, then I'm going to say Chutz Mizu. It's not this Chagigas Yudalid. The Chagigas Yudalid, we're only going to be able to eat the first Erev Pesach and the night of Pesach. All other Chagigas could be eaten past that. But says the Braisa, when the Torah says regarding the Kam Shlomim, a neder on the Dova, that Shlomim
to be eaten shnei yomim v'layla echad. Limra chagigas abba asar. From here we learn the chagiga, which is like all common shlomim shnechas shnei yomim v'layla echad, and therefore the pasuk of layalin can't be speaking about that carbon chagiga, because that carbon chagiga is only eaten for one day and one night. Amar. So the Gemara now analyzes the Braisa. The Braisa wanted to say, well, maybe it means Baikarishan. Hamrit, but ask the Gemara, didn't the Braisa just say, Shem B'yom Rishon, HaRebekishem Amar, that it doesn't mean the first morning. So how are we going back and forth? So says the Marahokamer. This is the way to understand the Braisa. Ayenel Shtei Chagigas Akosmadaber. The Pasuk is speaking about two different Karmel Chagigas. Achas Chagigas Abba Osor. One is the Karmel Chagiga, which is brought in Erev Pesach. Vacha Chagigas Chamisha Osor. The Karmel Chagiga, which is brought on every Yontif on the first day Yontif. Vezula Baikro. Vezula Baikro. And the Torah, when it says, Layolam and Abosor, Ashatog Bach Be'erev, that's talking about the Chagigas Yodalit, that's only eaten Erev Pesach and Pesach by night, and therefore in the first morning of Yontif, you're ready over Lina. And the second part of the Pasuk that says, B'yom HaRishon LeBoker, is speaking about the Chagigas Tezvov, that's brought on the first day of Pesach, and it's eaten that day and the night afterwards, and the Issa Lina begins the morning after. Hada Amar, says the Gemara, but and that would mean that both types of chagigas are only eaten liyoyim v'layla, and therefore the morning after there's already an esalei lina. But then the Braisa says no. El de kaimelon, we have a rule chagiga nechelus liyoyim layla echad. Im kain, the pasuk says im nedim nedava, that we learn that the chagigas nechelus liyoyim v'layla echad. But my, which carbon chagiga would that pasuk be referring to? If we're going to say it's talking about the chagiga that's brought in Erev Pesach, haksiba yoyim v'layla. We just said that it only applies, that it's only eaten yoyim v'layla. If we're going to say that v'im that comes to teach us that shalmei choyva kam chagiga anachal shnei yom v'layla echad, if a chagiga is chamisha aso, haksiv but yom v'layla, we're saying that loyolan arabaika means the next morning. So which would be the karma chagiga that would be nechel shnei yom v'layla echad? Elo, hi, the pasuk of Ned is coming to teach us chagigas chamisha asur is nechel shnei yom v'layla echad. V'hai kula kro, I the pasuk that says that you're ready over lena the first morning is coming chagigas abba asur. It's only coming to speak about the karma chagiga that's brought on Erev Pesach. And liman al chigigas abba asur shnechels shnei yomim v'layla echad, that it's also eaten for 2 days and one night. Now, what do we see from here? Tama, the reason we say that boiker means the next morning because the pasuk says the ksib b'yom harishon l'boiker, the karmel chagiga may be eaten the entire day. The my boiker. So, what is the pasuk when it says boiker mean? Boiker shiny. So here it has to mean the next morning. Anywhere else, where the Torah uses the word biker rishon, it means the first morning, and I don't need rashis, as Rav Yosef said, to teach us that it means the first morning. So we begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach. The Mishnah teaches us the Mishnah. HaPesach, the Karban Pesach, which was Sheshach to Shaloi L'Shma, that somebody brought the Karban Pesach not l'shem karma Pesach, if it was brought on Shabbos, if Erev Pesach that year was on Shabbos, and the person thought that just like you're allowed to shecht a karma Pesach l'shma, it also may be brought shloi l'shma, and that's the way he brought the carbon, but he brought the carbon improperly. And although, as we've been learning in our Masechta, when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, indeed, the halacha is we could bring the carbon even on Shabbos, but that halacha, we've learned many times, is only in a situation where you brought the carbon properly. Here was brought improperly. You know, a carbon Pesach was brought shloi l'shma, we learned it's not a valid carbon. The halacha is, he's chayiv alav chattis, he's chayiv chattis for chil Shabbos. V'sha'a kol zvachim, any other carbon,
Sheshachtam l'shem Pesach, that were brought on Erev Pesach l'shem Pesach. If the type of animal that was used is an animal which is ein ruyin, which cannot be used for Karban Pesach, because as we learned, you could only use a sheep or a goat for Karban Pesach. You could only use a male for Karban Pesach. You could only use an animal that's within the first year. But a person brought the wrong type of animal on Erev Shabbos Pesach for Karban Pesach, his chayiv chatas. However, in Ruinheim, the animal that was used was an animal that could have been used for Karban Pesach, Rebbe Lez Mechayiv Chatas. Even though his mistake, as we're going to be learning extensively, is a Tar B'Dvar Mitzvah, he was anxious to fulfill the Mitzvah of Karban Pesach, but he brought the wrong animal, he's still Chayiv Chatas. Tar B'Dvar Mitzvah, according to Rebbe Lezer, doesn't exempt you from the Chiyiv Karban. Rebbe Shua, on the other hand, Peter, he says, Tar B'Dvar Mitzvah is Doicha. Even though there is no mitzvah to bring Karban Shlomim, and these animals are Karban Shlomim, but here he was Tar B'Dvar Mitzvah, V'Osa Mitzvah, that he did a mitzvah, he did bring a Karban, albeit not in a time when a Karban should be brought. The halacha is that he's still not going to be a Chayiv Chatos. And the Gemara Masechta the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lam Zayin Amanav explains the reasoning from Yeshua, because the Pasuk, when it speaks about somebody doing an Aveira for which there is a Chiyuv Chatas, the Pasuk says, Torah Achas Yilachem Loisa B'Shkago V'Nafesh Ashatas B'Yad Roma As Hashem Hu Megadef V'Nechrusah Nefesh Hu Mekarev Ama. That's talking about Avodah Zarah. So, of course, in Chas V'Shalom, worshipping Avodah Zarah, there is no element of mitzvah. Here, there is, so that's when you could bring a Karban Chatas. But if what you did has in it an element of mitzvah, then you don't bring a Karban Chatas. So here, even though a person should not have brought this Karban, Shabbos we can't bring Karban Shlomim, but there is an element of mitzvah, and you're not Chayiv Chatas. Of course, the Mashal asks, but what's the Malacha here? It's Chayvel, he killed an animal. So the Mar upon him says that our Mishnah must be going according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that holds that Mekalkel B'Chabura, killing something on Shabbos, is an Issa D'Raisa and is not excluded with the Patur of Mekalkel. And the Gemara now goes into a dialogue between the Mishnah goes now into a dialogue between Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua. Amar Rabbi Lezer, Mama Pesach, if we speak about the Karban Pesach, Shumut L'Shma, that if Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, we're allowed to bring the Karban Pesach. Kishishina Shema, but we started our Mishnah teaching us that if you brought it Shaloi L'Shema, you're Chayiv. Zvachim. So all other Kabbanis, Shein Surin L'Shman, that may not be brought on Shabbos under any circumstances. Certainly, Kishishina Shman, when you brought them on Shabbos, Ein Adin Shei Chayiv, says Rabbi Shua back to him. Amar Rabbi Shua, Loi. Imamata Pesach, Shishina B'Davar Asar. You had in mind by the Karban Pesach to bring it for a different Karban, and that's why you didn't do a mitzvah. And Tar B'Dvar Mitzvah, V'Loyasa Mitzvah, I agree, is Chayiv Chatas. Taima B'Zvachim Shishina B'Davar Mutter, that if you shechted them a Shlomim L'Shem Pesach, then and you may, it's a Tar B'Dvar Mitzvah, Asa Mitzvah, and therefore you're Potter. Amalei Rav Lezer. So Rav Lezer continues. Emer B'Tzibur, the Kabbanat Tzibur, that you bring on Shabbos, the Karban Tamid, the Karban Musaf, Yechichu, will prove that my opinion is correct. Shrei Hematarim Lishman, if you bring them Lishem, what you're supposed to bring, you bring the Karban Tamid on Shabbos, Lishem Karban Tamid, you bring the Karban Musaf on Shabbos, Lishem Karban Musaf, you did the mitzvah. Hashaychet Lishman, but if you will bring other Kabbanis, Lishem Karban Tamid, Lishem Karban Musaf, Yechayiv, even though you had in mind a Karban that may be brought on Shabbos. Amar Bishul Loi. Imamat Mitzur be Murit Tzibur. The Murit Tzibur are very limited. Sheeshlam Kitzva. We only bring a certain amount. We bring two Karban Tamids. We bring two Karban Musaf. Tamid Pesach, whereas a Karban Pesach is Ein Loi Kitzva. And way Rashi explains, there were so many people that were involved in bringing the Karban Pesach. And the person
who brings the carbon and the Azara, the Kayin or whoever in the Azara sees an animal, it's such a busy time, it's Erev Pesach, he just shechts it without necessarily thinking, is this indeed the carbon Pesach that we have a chiv to bring today, a right to bring today, or is it a different carbon? But as Rabbi Chanan, Rashi is saying that anybody standing in the Azara saw an animal, would just take it and shecht it to shame carbon Pesach. But doesn't he need to be designated as the shliach to do so? So the Sefer Devar Shmuel explains that there was an anansari, there was an assumption, a halachic assumption, that any carbon, that anybody who brought a carbon to the Azara on Erev Pesach, this very busy time, wanted his carbon to be brought. And what he wanted was that anybody who finds it and could take care of it and be makrovit, shecht it and be makrovit should do it. And therefore, even though that individual who did the hakrov of that carbon was not officially appointed, it doesn't make a difference. Ramea takes even a more lenient opinion. He says, afa shoichet, on any Shabbos of the year, if somebody shechs a carbon, l'shem emurit tzibur, in mind that it's being, that the carbon that we're allowed to bring today, potter. Shachet shloi loichlov. If somebody shechted a carbon Pesach, shloi loichlov, which we learned earlier in our Masecht on Daf Samach Aleph, that a carbon Pesach that was brought shloi loichlov is disqualified. Shachet shloi loichlov, or shloi lemenuyov, for somebody who's not registered, l'shem, if somebody's brought it l'arelim, l'tmeim, chayiv, in all these cases, if somebody shechted the Karm Pesach, and that way he's chayiv chattas, because he brought it in a very disqualified fashion. Loichlov is shloi loichlov, but when he brought this carbon on Shabbos Erev Pesach, he had in mind both people who can eat from it and people who can't eat from it. L'menuyev is shloi l'menuyev. He had in mind both people who are registered on this carbon and not registered. L'mulim, v'arelim, l'tmeim, l'tayrim. In all these cases, he's potter, because these are, as we learned, these combined machshavas, the carbon is still kosher carbon. Shachtav v'nimtza ba'mum, if somebody shachted the carbon Pesach and it discovers that the animal is a ba'mum, chayiv. Why? Because he should have examined the animal that to make sure that it's not a ba'mum. However, shachtav v'nimtza treifa b'seiser, but if he shachted the animal, the carbon Pesach, and it turns out to be a treifa, there was no way for him to know prior to Shechita that it was a treifa, because then he'll be potter, because he had no way of knowing. Shachtai, and if he shechted, v'noida shemashcha ba'alam asyadam, that when he shechts it and then he discovers that the people who brought it went to a different carbon Pesach, or shemesu, or that they had passed away, or shenitmo, or they became tamei, and therefore the carbon Pesach cannot be brought on their behalf. In these cases, he's also potter, neshishach b'rishus. When he shechted it properly. What happened afterwards is beyond his control. He's considered an honest rachmana patrei.